some wintertime cattle comfort tips next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Cattle do not like wind.
And says Carl Hoppe of North Dakota State University Extension, a winter windbreak is essential.
Whether it be a tree or multiple trees, or it might be a barn or windbreak fence, whether it be made out of wood or whether it's steel. And if they don't have a windbreak, they'll probably use a hay bale or anything, or even maybe their friend that they'll stand next to, and that friend will be a windbreak. And you'll notice cattle actually on a cold, windy day will end up lined up next to each other trying to keep the wind off each other.
Hoppe says cattle also need cold weather access to plenty of water.
Frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance, because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time.
Speaking of eating, says Hoppe,
this isn't just adequate feed the day of the event. This is adequate feed months before the event. We'd like to have some fat on the cow so they can draw on that. Fat actually acts like some insulation too. So if we have that extra condition on the animal, they can weather these storms quite well.
And says Hoppe, a little insulation from the cold ground helps a lot.
They like to have an area that's soft, that's got some comfort between hard snow or ice or just frozen ground to lay on. They'll seek that out. And if you wonder about how much bedding it takes to bed down a cow, it only needs to be a few inches deep so the cattle have a place to lay down on.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.